It's time to get Gruberized. Listen, I've done it. Relax. It only hurts for a while.
All right, welcome to it on a Friday. You know, it's a long way to the top. We're in a good position here today at CPAC 2018, though. About 15 steps from the door where the president will be speaking at 10 o'clock this morning. We look forward to what he has to say. Again, he's going to talk about gun control, I'm quite sure. Immigration will be on the discussion for today and so much more. Joining us on the program today will be a host of people you don't want to miss. First, Michelle Rigby Assad will be here. She spent 10 years with the CIA. Officially, she can only say that she was in Baghdad for a year. That's all she can officially say. Unofficially, she can say a lot, and she just wrote a book about her experiences. Actually, she worked with her husband also as an operative for the CIA, which is interesting. Not a normal situation, she said, that her and her husband would work together as a team in the Middle East. Of course, the only place she was ever in the Middle East was Iraq. But we're able to dig a little bit deeper than that, as you can imagine. Also on the program today that you don't want to miss, Katie Hopkins will be here. She is banned in the UK. She's a former radio talk show host, banned in the UK because she actually has the nerve to speak her mind. And in the UK, if you didn't know this, there's a panel, if you will, that if you irritate people and they complain to the government, you could be taken off the air because you upset people or irritated people or whatever you'd like to call it. No First Amendment there to protect them. And if we continue down this road in America, we won't have one here either, which is why I bring that to your attention. The First Amendment under assault here in America every single day. Well, Katie Hopkins can talk about the fact that their rights are completely limited. So she is basically banned in the UK. Not banned here, though. We'll have her. Ambassador John Bolton will sit down with us for a half an hour. Sheriff David Clark, also here today. So we have a big lineup for you, and we don't want you to miss a minute of it. We don't want you to miss a minute of it here on the program. And if you do, here's the good news. SteveGruber.com, the place to go to the podcast powered by Podbean. If you miss any of the interviews and you want to go back and hear them or you want to hear them again, and many of them, trust me, you will. Plus, there's a lot of bonus time on there. Some of these interviews we did yesterday, and we had the opportunity, for example, with Ambassador Bolton to talk for almost 20 minutes. You won't get the whole conversation here. We talked for a very long time with former Milwaukee Sheriff David Clark as well for a very long time. You'll get part of it here. You'll get some of the highlights. But if you want the entirety of the interview, you need to go to the podcast at SteveGruber.com. I encourage you to do so. It's also the place where you can drop me a line and tell me what's going on with you and what's going on and what you think about all of these different things that are happening, whether it's gun control or immigration or infrastructure, whatever it may be. All right. So those are some of the highlights coming up here today. Of course, we're going to keep a close eye on the president coming into the building. Will we get a chance to talk to him? I don't know. But if we do, trust me, you'll be the first to know. Not far away, a guy who was on our program a year and a half ago is in some serious trouble today. Eric Greitens was on the program a year and a half ago as he was running for the job of governor in the state of Missouri. He was a dark horse at the time, but he had an incredible resume. He had been a Navy SEAL. He had been in the Peace Corps. He had gone to Oxford as a Rhodes Scholar. He had been all over, Eric Greitens had. And then some improprieties arose here just recently about an affair that he had a couple of years ago. And now more concerns as he has been indicted by as the governor says, a reckless liberal prosecutor. But Missouri Governor Eric Greitens has been indicted by a St. Louis prosecutor for felony invasion of privacy charges relating to that extramarital affair. Very disappointing to us here because we thought he was a really decent individual and a guy who had worked hard, a guy who created his opportunities and went from being in the Peace Corps to thinking he could do more, so he became a Navy SEAL and was successful at that as well, a guy whose resume was impressive. But Eric Greitens in some serious trouble today as he's going to have to sort that out. The governor said that this is a crazy liberal prosecutor. The people of Missouri deserve better than a reckless liberal prosecutor who uses her office to score political points. The governor wrote that on a Facebook post referring to Circuit Attorney Kimberly Gardner, whose office announced Greitens' indictment Thursday, late yesterday. The charges stemming from that incident back in 2015. Meanwhile, some Missouri lawmakers from both sides of the aisle promising an investigation into the governor's behavior. Some Democrats, of course, calling upon him to resign because that's all they can do. That's what they do part and parcel. But another hit for a an up-and-coming Republican that could have potentially had a good political future. This, of course, will leave much of that in doubt. The president yesterday, in the midst of everything else he's been up to, the president yesterday says he might just pull out all ICE agents out of California. He said, you know what? Why don't you guys figure it out on your own? The president floating that trial balloon, basically threatening to pull Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers if the state officials there in California continue to refuse to respect and follow federal law, basically. If you're going to ignore federal law and basically snub your nose at us and thumb your nose at us, well, we're not going to put up with that. Trump during a White House meeting said that if he followed through on the threat, the state would have the crime nest like you've never seen in California. All I'd have to do is say ICE and Border Control, let California learn for itself. Let California learn for itself. Trump went on to say that California state officials were doing a lousy management job and took shots at them for, as he put it, harboring criminals. Frankly, it's a disgrace. The sanctuary city situation, he said, the protection of these horrible criminals in California and other places. I'm sure we'll hear about that today at CPAC on the main stage as well. If we ever pulled our ICE out, hey, let California learn. Let them figure out for themselves. In 2 months, they'd be begging for us to come back, said the president. They would be begging, he continued. So we'll keep an eye on that going forward. All right, so as we've told you today, coming up, the president will be on hand here at CPAC at National Harbor. A little bit later on the program, Michelle Rigby Assad, then Katie Hopkins, banned in the UK, Ambassador John Bolton, and so many more. And if you miss any interviews here, you can catch them all at stevegruber.com on the podcast powered by Podbean. This hour brought to you by the Associated Builders and Contractors of Michigan. Since 1962, ABC of Michigan members have promoted the merit shop philosophy, centered around hard work and open competition. This approach has consistently produced the quality construction that builds the careers and the communities Michigan families deserve. To find out more about ABC of Michigan, visit abcmi.com. abcmi.com. It's Friday. Welcome to it. This is the Steve Gruber Show. I had to go back to school. Tell me one more time.